Okay, Rabotai, what it is, let's go. I should say Gvirotai, Rabotai, so we feel like we're in an LL flight or something. But basically, we're going to now begin the famous sugya of Chanukah, the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Right? So the Gemara tells us that there is a tripartite division when it comes to the mitzvah of Chanukah, right? The essential mitzvah, Mitzvah Chanukah, is Ner Ishu Beiso. The essential mitzvah is on the home. Right? That's the essential mitzvah. Ner Ishu Beiso. Question. Is the mitzvah a Chovas Hagavra or a Chovas Habayis?
According to the Ritva, it's a Chovas Habayis. No,
Rebvelvo. Not sure. Maybe. Perhaps. That's a Chovas Habayis. It's a simple reading of the Gemara. Like, before we get fancy. Right now, we're still doing Gemara. Like, Michal's already jumping. But the Gemara says, Ner Ish Ubeso, that the mitzvah is on the home. It would sound like it's a Chovas Habayis, which is most similar, probably, to the mitzvah of Mezuzah. No? Mezuzah is a mitzvah that is on the home. That every Jewish house has to have a mezuzah. So if Neros Chanukah is a Chovas Habayis, it would seem that it's a mitzvah on the home. However, then there is Mahadrin and Mahadrin, Minha Mahadrin. Question, do the Mahadrin and Mahadrin, Minha Mahadrin, change the original mitzvah? Or do they modify the original mitzvah? Do the Mahadrin and Mahadrin, if I'm correct, and you should know by now the answer probably is, yeah, I'm right, because if you want to do well on the test, right, that's sort of a given. But let's assume that the mitzvah really is a Chovas Habayis, or what's called often a Chovas Hador, so then Yesh Lachkar, we should ask, okay, so the essential mitzvah is on the home. But what about the Mahadrin? What about the Mahadrin Minha Mahadrin? Are those mitzvos on the individuals, or are those mitzvos on the home? Is it a Chovas Hagavra or a Chovas Habayis? Right? And I think that's a very fair and legitimate question. Kind of hold this question, and we will try to develop it a little bit more as we learn further. Now, it's also going to be worth noting that Shulchan Aruch never quotes the Iker Mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. Right? Shulchan Aruch only tells us that when you light Chanukah candles, you, right, everyone knows, this is like probably the most basic law of Judaism that anyone knows. Unfortunately, until this week, that people know that there's a thing called Kaddish. But the most basic rule of Judaism is that the first night of Chanukah you light one, second night you light two, etc. And that's what appears in Shulchan Aruch, right? The position of Beis Hillel, obviously, not the position of Beis Shammai. That is, I would say, standard Judaism. Shulchan Aruch never quotes that you should light one candle, Me'ikar Haden. And the impression that you get is that the fundamental mitzvah no longer exists. For example, right, there's a halacha that we mentioned that you are, we commented on this when we were discussing, right, we mentioned at one point that the Rambam says that you have to be shoel al hapsachim for Neros Chanukah. No? The Rambam writes that if I don't have money to light Chanukah candles, so I schnarr, right? I told the story about me and my friend and we went schnarring, right? So you have to schnarr for Neros Chanukah. Now, when you go schnarring, how many candles do you schnarr for? Do you schnarr for one each night, or do you schnarr for, on the eighth night, eight candles? Presumably, it's the eighth night, eight candles, which means that Besen has a responsibility to give you eight candles for the eighth night, right? I think that's what we'd assume. But one second, what about the Ikar Mitzvah? Usually, the tzedaka organizations have a responsibility to give people enough to fulfill the Ikar Mitzvah, no? My father's in charge of a tzedaka, of a gemach in the five towns. And one of the questions that came up is, let's say you have a brisker who needs money, and the brisker wants matzah that costs $50 a matzah, instead of the $50 a pound that people spend. Are you mechuyev to do that? Now again, on one level, the basic halach of tzedakah is de machsoro, that you give the person what they are missing. On the other hand, if someone wants to do a hiddur mitzvah, so we'd say, come on, dude, like, do the basic mitzvah. Why should you throw yourself on the community? The pashtus is, by Ner Chanukah, you throw yourself on the community for everything, for all 8 candles that ignite. Then the Gemara speaks that how do you do mahadrin min hamahadrin? And there's machlokas beis Shammai beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you are mosif v'holeich, and beis Shammai says you are poches v'holeich. Right, that's basic. And the Gemara then adds Amar Ula pligi batrei amoray b'marava, Rabbi Yosi bar Oven, Rabbi Yosi bar Zvida. One says that Beis Shammai is keneged yomim hanichnasim, and Beis Hillel is keneged yomim hayotzim, and the other says that Beis Shammai is keneged pari achag, and Beis Hillel is because of malon bakodesh ve'in moriden. Okay, very nice. Is there any practical difference? Which reason I hold like? It's very nice. Okay, so you go up or down. Pari achag go down. Malon bakodesh goes up. Right, yamim hanichnasim, yamim hayotim, up or down. Is there any practical reason which of these reasons we hold like? You get the impression from the continuation of the Gemara that keneged parei hachag and malin bakodesh is the real reason, because there were these two zakenim and sidon. One did like Beis Shammai, one did like Beis Hillel, and this, of course, is quoted directly in the Rif. So presumably there is some nafgamina, because why else would the Rif quote it if it's just not lahalacha? So these are the basic questions I want to ask as we go through the Gemara. And now we will begin our analysis. What does the word mahadran mean, ladies? As we'd say in Yiddish, teich deverter, translate the words. What does mahadran mean? And if you tell me it's a type of frum yogurt that most often is spoiled, that is correct, but that's not what I'm looking for. What does I hope no one from the Mahadran Company is listening to my shiur in my mind, but I'm assuming that I'm safe. What does the word Mahadran mean? Anyone?
Beautiful.
Huh?
Beautified.
Right? That's a simple translation. That hidr means beauty. Hidr mitzvah. Look at Rashi. No, good. Look at Rashi. What does Rashi say? Dun, 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 dun. What? What does Mahadran Achar HaMitzvos mean? You want to... But the word Mehader might mean to go back or to chase after. Mahadran Achar HaMitzvos, I think Rashi is saying those who are chasing after mitzvos, no? Now, if you look in the Rashi on the Rif, now, we should point out that Rashi on the Rif is... Good! Right, who wrote Rashi on the Rif? We have no idea. It's probably that some printer at some point decided... There was a time that the Rif was like a standard text. And at that time, the Rif itself is not always easy to read, so some printer decided to take Rashis and put them on the Rif, and that printer like made mistakes. The assumption is that Rashi on the Rif is not Rashi. Some assume that Rashi on the Rif is an earlier version of Rashi. I think we probably spoke about this in past years in this year, or maybe this year even, because I have like no memory. But Lifshitz has a book called, his name is Eliezer Meir Lifshitz. He was a scholar, and Moshe Rav Kook published years ago Svarim about various Rishonim, so he published a book on Rashi, and he has the theory that's called the Shitat HaMadurot. The Shitat HaMadurot basically goes that Rashi wrote his commentary on Shas four different times. You see, Rashi at first was a kid, and he's learning in yeshiva, and he takes notes from his Rebbe. And then you could say, oh yeah, that's Rashi. Then later on, Rashi, like any good student, decided to correct the notes from his teachers, no? Then later on, Rashi decided to write his own commentary. Then later on, Rashi decided to make corrections on his commentary. So the Shitat HaMadurot basically says that there are different versions of Rashi, and it could be that Rashi on the Rif is an earlier version of Rashi. It could be that it's a different person. It could be that Rashi didn't write his commentary many different times. There's a whole bunch of suggestions. If you want to listen to some of my shiurim, I have a series that I give in my shul in the summer sometimes called Halachic Men. So I spent one summer teaching about Rashi. So one of the big questions is, Rashi dies so many times throughout Shas, no?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, is he a cat? How come he's dying so many times? Like, what's going on here? Right? So the answer might be that there are different manuscripts of Rashi that they had that ran out in different places. Because that might be what it is, which would be somewhat based on the Shitat HaMadurot. But whatever it is, it's back to real Torah. Rashi on the Rif, on Tesla Mabez with Dapi Rif, how does he translate Mahadran? Mehadrin es hamitzvah, or et hamitzvah. What's the difference between Rashi on the Rif and our Rashi? Who wants to formulate, Sophia?
Mehadrin es mitzvah is like you yourself. It's like an Indian of like the item of the mitzvah itself being more beautiful versus achar hamitzvah. Hamitzvah is more like you are. It's like for yourself.
Right. So mehadrin achar mitzvah is, I would say, a hiddur on the gavra, and mahadrin es hamitzvah is on the cheftza. Ordinarily, hiddur mitzvah is that my cheftza shel mitzvah is what we would say in French, is iber farbesert und farputzt. Right? Now you understand it? Iber farbesert und farputzt means it's made nicer, it's enhanced. My father remembers as a kid in Montreal that the Yiddish theater decided to put on Shakespeare. And there were big signs up in downtown Montreal that you could go and watch Shakespeare, which is iber farbessert und farputzt, that the Shakespeare is enhanced and made nicer because it's in Yiddish. Now, right, the only thing that can make Shakespeare better, obviously, is being in Yiddish. But standard hiddur mitzvah, the way Adina was trying to say it, is l'cha'ora, that the mitzvah itself is enhanced. Right? The mitzvah is nicer. The cheftza shel mitzvah is improved. That would be like the hiddur mitzvah of an esrog. A nicer esrog is hiddur mitzvah. But there's another type of hiddur mitzvah that would be hiddur mitzvah that I show that I'm the type of person who cares about mitzvahs. L'cha'ora, having a nice esrog box isn't a hiddur mitzvah on the esrog itself, no? But it's a hiddur mitzvah on the gavra. I care about mitzvahs. So instead of spending money to just have nice clothing, I'm spending money to show that I care about mitzvahs. That's more on the gavra rather than on the cheftza. And one could argue within Rashi, the Mahadrin, the Rashi on the Rif is saying it's on the cheftza. Rashi on the Gemara maybe is saying it's on the Gavra, but maybe Rashi on the Gemara is saying something a little different. But first let me hear from Michal and Sophia.
Oh, I was going to say, with that, I'd like you to explain the Hiddur Mitzvah by Ari Besachin, like
So the hidden mitzvah on Erev Pesachim is interesting. That I'm not supposed to eat Erev Pesach, right? It's because there's some hidden mitzvah. Like, what hidden mitzvah? The matzah doesn't look nicer. The teretz is that's a hidden mitzvah. And the gavra, that's a hidden mitzvah that I eat matzah with more geschmack, that I'm looking forward to eating the matzah more. Absolutely, that's a hidden mitzvah on the gavra. Correct. Again, this is also relevant, like in the first Mishnah in Lulav HaGozol. So there's a din that Lulav HaYavesh is puzzle. Lulav HaYavesh is puzzle, Rashi says, is because of a lack of hider mitzvah. That itself is very suggestive. How could hider mitzvah puzzle a mitzvah? L'cha'ora hider mitzvah means that the mitzvah isn't nice. How can hider mitzvah puzzle a mitzvah? One could argue that maybe hider mitzvah, when it's connected to the chetza, could pass on the mitzvah. But hider mitzvah, when it's on the gavra, maybe doesn't. Again, there are many ways to part and slice this cat, but winter cats tonight. But I'm just throwing out possibilities as of now. Sophia, you had a comment?
But just as a thing, how could that really be a din and gavra, if you're not really, because you are affecting the mitzvah itself.
In which case?
The menorah.
By Chanukah.
Chanukah, like you're.
So maybe it's because I care about the mitzvah. It's not that the mitzvah is nicer. It's not. I would understand the hider mitzvah and the conventional hider mitzvah sense that I have a nicer flame. I have nicer candles. Right? But that's not the hider mitzvah that we're talking about over here, l'cha'ora. Yet Rashi on the riff is saying somehow it enhances the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a better sort of mitzvah. I would argue that Rashi on the Gemara is saying that mahadrin means achar ha-mitzvos, a person who chases other mitzvos, in the sense of I want to do more mitzvos in a quantitative way. So instead of just lighting one candle every night, I want to do more. It's not that I'm enhancing this mitzvah, says Rashi. What I am doing is I am showing that I want more mitzvos. It's more on the gavra because the chepta shel mitzvah is not enhanced at all. Rashi on the riff will require some explanation because I don't know if the chefetz shel mitzvah is enhanced. Ki hu zeh. Talia.
How do we differentiate between hider wanting to do more of a mitzvah than adding candles to just to load your seat?
Right, so that's interesting. So first of all, remember, we're dealing with dinam d'rabbanan, and it's almost like heim amru v'heim amru. The chacham said you can add on. I don't, like, Loso Sifur, Baltosif, whatever it is, that's on Doi Raisos, that's, right? I don't know if that would apply, but it is certainly interesting that, you know, that is a fair point. Okay. I would like to suggest that the dispute between Rashi and Rashi on the Riff is to some extent whether the Hider Mitzvah of Neros Chanukah is similar to the Hider Mitzvah B'chol HaTorah Kula. Mahadrin Es HaMitzvos, I think Rashi holds, or Rashi Al HaRif holds, that I'm making this mitzvah nicer. By having more candles, that adds light. Certainly, if I have candles that correspond to the day of Chanukah, that might enhance the mitzvah that people look at and say, this is nicer. Mahadrin Achar HaMitzvos, I would argue, is saying that the Hider Mitzvah is unconnected to the original mitzvah, but the Hider Mitzvah is to do additional mitzvos, more mitzvos quantitatively. Right? The Hider Mitzvah, quantitative on the Riff, is closer to the quality of the mitzvah, which is regular hider mitzvah. But according to Rashi on our Gemara, it's something quantitative. And if we go back to one of the questions that we raised in the Gemara, whether the mitzvah of Chanukah, as Nereshu Beison, the Mahadran, is that changing the original mitzvah? Is it modifying the original mitzvah? So lecha'ora, if the mitzvah is enhanced, I'm not really changing the mitzvah, but if I'm adding quantitatively to it, perhaps you're changing it, although this is not absolute. Okay. Let's pause for a minute and let's talk about the Tosfos. Right? It's well known that there's a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam about Hiddur Mitzvah. Who wants to tell me what Tosfos says and what the Rambam says? Should I call on people who don't usually speak? It would be so much fun, no? Maybe not. I shouldn't do that. Right? Sophia's saying, no, don't call people who don't usually speak. I want to say something. Okay, Sophia, well, you say something. Yeah.
The Rambam is what we do as Ashkenazim, right? Now that we like everyone in the house lights and like more each night. And the Tosfos is that it's one for the house. No, maybe I'm wrong.
So Tosfos is saying, let's go slowly. According to Tosfos, there is a requirement. Tosa says that the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are talking about Ner Ishu Beiso. Right? Meaning the Mahadran, Minha Mahadran, is not going on stage 2 on the Mahadran, but Mahadran, Minha Mahadran is going back to stage 1. Meaning Ner Ishu Beiso is understood to be the first night of Chanukah, but the second night of Chanukah you light 2. And the third night you light 3. It's going to the Ikar Mitzvah, as opposed to Mahadran 1, or stage 2 in the Gemara, where if I have 5 kids. So me, my wife, and 5 kids, the first night we would light 7. And the second night we would light... what?
7.
And the third night we would light 7. Right? The Mahadran, according to Tosfos, is not changing every night. Mahadran minha mahadran that changes every night is modifying the Ner Ishu Beiso. Correct? But then Tosfos says something. Shekin yesh yoser hider de ikka hekera kishem mosef aholeich. That there's more hider when you are mosef aholeich. Now, I don't know. This is a diuk that if you don't like it, it's fine. This is my own. But Tosfos, if I would have been Tosfos, I would not write Shekin Yesh Yoser Hidur. I would write Shekin Yesh Yoser Pirsum. Pirsum means that I publicize the mitzvah. I would say that Mosef V'Holeich publicizes the mitzvah more because I could look at the window and I could see, oh, 5! Fifth night of Chanukah. I identify it. And that's more piercing because let's say there are 7 people in my family and you look at the window and you see 7 candles, you don't know if that means that there are 7 people in the family or it's the 7th night, right? You have no idea. But if you see 7 candles and Mahadran Minha Mahadran is going on the Ner Ishu Beiso, so Tosfos says that there is more heker. He doesn't say that there's more piercing. I have a suspicion that the idea that Tosfos is trying to bring across is that part of the Hiddur mitzvah of Chanukah is to be makir the nes that Hashem did. And the way I'm makir the nes is to remember the cruse of oil burned when it wasn't supposed to. It continued for 8 days. So every day there's more of a miracle than the previous day. So what Tosfos is saying is that there's more heker when I'm Mosef Aholeich, and that more heker equals more hider. Because hider mitzvah means I'm enhancing the original mitzvah. Over here, the original mitzvah is to show the nes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm mahader that original mitzvah in that I now have a heker to know that tonight I lit more candles than I did last night. I'm not sure. But all I could say is that it's somewhat striking that Tosfos uses the word hider rather than the word piercing. Adina.
So prior to what you were just saying, then he would follow, Tosfos would follow the hider mitzvah of Rashi on the rift, correct?
Oh. Tosis is more similar to Hidur Mitzvah of Rashi on the Rif as opposed to the Hidur Mitzvah of Rashi in our Gemara. Right? In other words, Tosis is saying that the mitzvah is enhanced when they also have Heker. Right.
Right. Could you say that there's Hidur Mitzvah and the fact that it's not, that there's something that changes about the mitzvah every single night, and then it's really the Hidur on the, like for yourself, it's a Hidur on the Gavra because doing, lighting 7 candles every night is like, okay, I lit 7 candles yesterday, I'm lighting 7 candles today, but like, it's the same thing over and over again. Versus like, beautifying this for yourself, and then it changes every single night. That you're doing something more.
I mean, I could have... So, I'll agree with all of that. The question is, how would I translate that? If I'd be translating that into Hebrew, I would assume that there's more piersum, that I'm publicizing it more. What?
It's not for other people to see that there's more. It's for yourself that you're doing something more every single night. That you're like...
Oh, that I'm more of a mitzvah person because
right,
I want to do more every
on,
night.
Keep on adding on more.
If that's the case, then Tosis could hold like the Rambam. Let me explain. For the Rambam, Mahadran, Minha Mahadran, is building on the Mahadran, right? So for the Rambam, the first night of Chanukah, I'll light 7 candles. Second night of Chanukah, I'll light 14. Third night, I'll light 21. Maybe it's like a football game. It's amazing. Yeah, it just works out, right? There's no heker, but I have a hiddur mitzvah on the gavra, the way Adina's saying it, that every night I do more. Tosis is adding this term heker into the discussion. And that addition of the word heker, I think, means that I am enhancing the cheftza of a mitzvah to some extent. If it would be on the gavra, so then for the Rambam, I'd also have it. But I wouldn't have heker, right? Is that a fair point, Adina?
I think so. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Okay. Good. I got one, right? Sophia, you have a comment?
Yeah. So, like, what is this idea of heker? And it's like, also when I was talking, you were learning about Shirlada, Avanaa from... the light.
And Rashi also said heker over there, right?
Yeah. Like, that's not the first time we've seen it. Is that just, like, so for... Because if it's a heker of, like, that it is Hanukkah, that sounds like it isn't a Rambam person.
So, you see, Rashi is using the term heker differently than Tosis is using it, right? Rashi is saying that if I would use the candle, people would think it's just a candle. But now, to indicate that this is a candle show mitzvah, I have to not use the candle. That's Rashi's heker. Tosis' heker, I think, is more that I look at the night. I look at the number of candles and I figure out which night it is. Then Tosis continues that it's kineged yomim hanichnosim o hayotzim. Right? Comes along the Bir Hagra, Elijah Kramer of Vilna. He lived 1720 to 1797. He's called the Gon because he was very smart. I told you this. What was the Gra's last name? Anyone remember from the past? A few summers ago, I gave a shiurim about the Gra before Rashi, because the Gra obviously came before Rashi chronologically. But what was the Gra's last name? His name was Elijah Kramer. The Gra had a last name, like a little kid in school named Eliyahu Kramer. That's the Gra, right? In high school, they told me that Kramer's Law in Calculus was made up by the Gra. As far as I know, it's absolutely false. But that, they also told me in high school that we don't learn Rashi on the Dharm because it was written by Rashi's daughters. Which is false, as well, as far as I know. There's no evidence to either of those points. But the Gra says as follows, that the two Lashonos in the Gemara, whether it's Keneged Yomim HaNichnasim or Yomim HaYotzim, as opposed to Pari HaChag Amalam Makodesh, is whether or not we need Heker. If you hold Keneged Yomim HaNichnasim, Yomim HaYotzim, that means that there's a requirement of Heker. You have to know what day it is. But if you hold that corresponds to Pari HaChag Amalam Makodesh, so it's just a question of the trajectory. Are you going up or are you going down? The fact that Tosfos decides to use the terms only keneged yom hanichnasim o hayotzim, as opposed to the other opinion in the Gemara, I think indicates that the Gra is correct, that Tosfos' shita of Heker comes from this opinion in the Gemara of keneged yom hanichnasim and yomim hayotzim. Right? Based on this, the Gra tainas that the Rif disagrees with Tosfos. The Rif quotes our Gemara straight up, which means that the last line of the Gemara, the conclusion of the Gemara, is keneged parei hachag and keneged malam bakodesh, right? Well, one second, if it's parei hachag, so that just tells me the trajectory. Going up, going parei hachag is going down, malam bakodesh is going up. That means you don't need heker. And that would be the Rambam's version. Now, for the Rambam, I don't have any heker. For the Rambam, night number one of Chanukah, I light 7. Number two, I light 14. Right? There's zero heker. You look at the candles, you have no indication whatsoever of which day it is. L'cha'ora, the Gra's point that the Tosfos is based on Kenegi Yom HaNechnasim O Hayotim seems to emerge from Tosfos itself. So far, so good? But here's the problem. The Stipler in his essay, over here at Simon Yud Zayin, and the Stipler, did I assign this to you or not? I have no recollection of what I assigned. When I was learning in Karen B'Yavnes, and my Rebbe was Reb David Kav a little bit, who was like, this is really massive Talmud Chacham, he'd have no idea what he said in Shiur. So, like, we'd walk over to him in the basement and say, like, Harav, Ata Amarta, Shazab, Shabda, okay. He'd like, Ani Amati Yitzeh, Sema Mashlo Nachon, Ich Amati Yitzeh. Like, it was, the guy was totally gaslighting us the whole time. It was like, we had no idea, like, what was, what he really said, but, okay. I mean, we knew what he said. He didn't know what he said. But the Stipler raises the following point that he says throughout Shas, when you have a keneged, it doesn't mean that there's any halachic implication. The Gemara says, for example, that you have 3 aliyahs on a weekday, and you have 5 aliyahs, let's say, on 5 aliyahs on a yontif, and you have 7 aliyahs on the Shabbos. And the Gemara says it's keneged shlosha roei pnei hamelech, the chamisha, whatever, the shiva, whatever. There's no real correspondence there. It's just like maybe there's some agadic point that's being made, right? The ten people, or the 10 psukim, the Gemara Megillah says, there's a requirement of 10 psukim to be leaned by Kriyas HaTorah all the time. Zok the Gemara, it's keneged aseres hadibros. There's no connection. It means some hashgafic point. The Stipler notes that it would be a little bit strange that we're making a halachic point based on something that's called keneged, when l'cha'ora, the keneged, is just like, the whole Gemara is just about trajectory. It's not about anything specific, but nonetheless, I think what emerges from Tosfos is that Tosfos is taking, like, what the Gra says, that he's taking the keneged more seriously. Adina?
Are there other cases, aside from this one, where the word keneged is used and there's not spoken as to which keneged is being used?
Because yeah. You have to give me examples.
I don't know. I'm just wondering. Because in this case, there's two. In the other ones, what would be a valid implication of the 10-7?
There is none.
Right, but what if there was...
So I mean, the point is, sometimes in the Gemara, there's a machlokes. The machlokes, here. Let's go. The third parak of Sanhedrin. I'm just reading from the Stipler. In the third parak of Sanhedrin, you say, Iber Hashanah Maschilim Begimel Nosen Venotin Bechamisha Gomrim Beshiva. Right? That you start with 3 Dayanim, then the Masa Umaton is with 5, and the Gemara Din is with 7. The Gemara says, according to one opinion, it's Keneged Birchas Kohanim, that Birchas Kohanim, the... Birchas Kohanim, right? The first bracha is 3 words, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Next bracha is 5 words, Ya'er Hashem, Pana Ve'lecha Bichuneka. Last bracha is 7 words, Yisa Hashem, Pana Ve'lecha Ve'yosei Mokha Shalom. Zok the Gemara, 3, 5, and 7 is connected to Birchas Kohanim. And the other opinion is, no, it's connected Gimel Shomrei Hasaf, Chamisha Roei Pnei HaMelech, Zayin Roei Pnei HaMelech. Like, it doesn't seem like there's any halachic implication from it. And the stapler notes that throughout Shas, the word keneged doesn't really have halachic significance. Even though there's a machlokes over there. In other words, I think Adina was asking, like, maybe in a situation where there's a machlokes, so then the kenegeds are no gay aladina. But I get the impression the stapler is quoting a few cases where there is a machlokes and it's still not no gay aladina. But yeah, if you have a comment or... No. Okay. Oh. So that is the... that's the stapler's point. Now, we noted that according to Tosfos, the Hiddur is going back on the Ner Ishu Beiso, but according to the Rambam, it's going on the Ner Lako Echad Ve'Echad, the Mahadran Min HaMahadran is going on the Mahadran. That means that for Tosfos is a requirement for Heker, and for the Rambam there isn't. The Gra is suggesting that that's based on the two approaches in the Gemara, what it's Keneged. Alternatively, and I don't know if it's really alternatively, but it's just another way of looking at it. L'cha'ora, Tosfos holds that Mahadran Min HaMahadran is considered more Hiddur because I now have Heker. But the Rambam would say that it's considered more Hiddur because I have more Ur. For the Rambam, having more fire, having more candles burning, itself is a Hiddur. For Tosfos, maybe that was approach 2 in the Gemara, but approach 3 in the Gemara, Mahadran Min HaMahadran, means that just having more fire is not any sort of Hiddur, no? I have, right, more fire. Whoop-de-doo, Tosfos says. I don't care. Because the only thing that adds benefit is more Hiddur. More Heker. Right? That's what Tosfos says. I thought, and I still think actually, that this is relevant to a discussion in the Mishnah Brura and Rav Shach. Okay, so the Mishnah, let's say, for example, I have a total of 10 candles that I have to use over Chanukah. And I'm too poor, I can't afford other candles. I got 10 candles. So how do I break them down? The first night, how many candles do I light?
One.
Second night, okay, this is going to be advanced mathematics. We need math majors over here. Second night, how many candles do you light?
Two.
How many candles do I have left?
One. Eight.
Seven. You have 7 candles. What's your major in?
Psychedelics.
Okay, there you have it. Right? Sorry. But I have 7 candles left. So nights 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 6 more nights, and I have 7 candles. What do I do?
Either you light 1 on the 3rd night,
or
you light 2 on the 3rd night.
Right, that's a big question. So the Mishnah Brura says, night 3 of Chanukah, don't light 2 candles. Because of the Mishnah Brura, we hold that you need Heker. If we hold that you need Heker, so what that means is, if on night 3 I'm going to light 2 candles, I'm not having any Heker. Now, alternatively, you could disagree with the Mishnah Berurah and say, one second, if I take the Malam Bakodesh Velo Moridin approach, so then if on night 3 of Chanukah I light 1 candle, I was just Yotzei the Isser of being Moridin, because I went from 2 to 1. If I go from 2 to 2, I'm in a better place than going from 2 to 1, because then I'm not Moridin. Afterwards, I have no choice. But on night number 3, I have a choice. Should I light, right, 2 candles, or do I light 1 candle? So the Mishnah Berurah says, light 1. Rav Shach was the Rosh Hashiva in Ponovich, no? He lived to like the age of 105. He was super Haredi man. Like when he used to give these speeches, like he was like super Haredi. I'll tell one story about Rav Shach only, which is my father in 1948 was sent to learn in Israel because my grandfather was a big Zionist. He's like, there's a Jewish state, you better go and learn. So my father went, and my grandfather wanted my father to learn in like a Zionistic yeshiva. So my father went to a place called the Yishuv HaChadash, which is like a high school in Israel. My father hated it. He was only Ben Chutz Laaretz over there. They beat him up because he showed up wearing like a hat and a jacket. And they're like, this is Israel. We don't do those things. They beat the living daylights out of him. But the Rosh Yeshiva and the Yishuv and the Zionistic yeshiva in 1948 was Rav Shach. At some point later on, Rav Shach became like the super Haredi man, and he started a party. Degel HaTorah was Rav Shach's party. That was Rav Shach. Very important figure in the Haredi history of the universe, which, by the way, is more exciting than Hitchhiker's History of the Galaxy or whatever. But the point is that Rav Shach argues that the third night of Hanukkah I should light two candles. And he says, I don't understand the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, only light one. Why? Why should you only light one? Based on his argument that, hey, let's begin by lighting one. He writes, Nira Barer, Misha Omeid, B'yom Shlishi, Ve'in Lo Shlosha Neiros, Mikol Mokom Madlik Shtei Neiros. And don't tell me that the Hiddur is only completed B'Shlosha, and therefore if you don't have Shlosha, one is enough. D'Ze'ino. Divada yesh hiddur af b'shtayim b'yom shlishi. And if you can't do the hiddur completely, you should do some hiddur at all. It seems to me that what Rav Shach is saying only makes sense in the Rambam world. For the Rambam, there's hiddur of hosafas or. There's hiddur by having more candles burning. For the Balei HaTosfos, the only hiddur I'm aware of is hiddur called heker. And there's no heker when I have two candles the third night. But for the Rambam, yeah, of course there's heder. The heder is Hosaf Asar. Right? So Lacha Ora, this Machlokas Mishnah Berurah and Rav Shach should depend on the Machlokas Tosas and Rambam. So far so good? Next point. Reb Velvel Soloveitchik points out that the Rambam is interesting, in that the Rambam writes that Mahadran, Minha Mahadran, is based on the Mahadran, and the third night of Chanukah, let's say, you'll light 21 candles. But who's going to light the 21 candles? So the Baal HaBayis lights, right? Meduyak in the Rambam, that only the head of the household lights all 21 candles. So Reb Velvel is bothered by the Kasha. Why? Why is it that everyone does not light the candles? You see, what we do is some sort of compromise, no? We have everyone light candles, but the Rambam says that everyone should light in a separate area. That means that you can have heker even though everyone lights. For the Rambam, one person is lighting. Heker doesn't matter. One person lights all the candles. Why does one person have to light all the candles? Can't you, like, divide it up? So Reb Velvel suggests that this relates to the fundamental nature of Hiddur Mitzvah. No? Is Hiddur Mitzvah an embellishment of the original Mitzvah? Or is Hiddur Mitzvah a separate requirement? The Rambam holds a Hiddur Mitzvah only makes sense if you're embellishing the original Mitzvah. And therefore, for the Rambam, the person who's doing the original Mitzvah has to do the Hiddur also. But according to the Tur and Rashi, who the Rambam, who Reb Velvel sets up as being opposed to the Rambam, who says that everyone can light their own candle, they hold that the Hiddur Mitzvah is not embellishing the original Mitzvah. That the Hiddur Mitzvah is separate. And Reb Velvel connects this to a machloikis between the Tur and the Rambam regarding Tzitzin, She'ena Na'ak, V'nes HaMila. Without being too graphic, with the Mila you have to cut off a certain amount. And sometimes there's like additional bits of skin that it's considered hiddur mitzvah to cut it off because it makes the cut nicer, but it is not technically ma'akev the mitzvah, in that you have to uncover rove of the atara, right? Rove of the crown has to be uncovered. You did that already, but it doesn't look as nice. So if you want to cut off until you uncover the complete crown, those are the tzitzin. Those are the tzitzin she'enan ma'akvin es hamila. The Gemara says that on the tzitzin she'enan ma'akvin es hamila, you don't go back. However, Rashi and the Torah say that means on Shabbos. If I'm doing a bris on Shabbos, then I don't cut off the tzitzin she'enan ma'akvin es hamila. The Rambam says even b'chol, I don't cut it off. Why? Because for the Rambam, the hiddur mitzvah has to be connected to the mitzvah. Once I stopped the cutting, so then I can't fulfill hiddur mitzvah after. That's what the Rambam says. Reb Velvet says that the Rambam is l'shitasol. The Rambam holds that the hiddur mitzvah has to be connected to the mitzvah. That's why the Baal HaBayis has to light all the candles. However, for Rashi and the Tur, that the hiddur mitzvah is not connected to the mitzvah, so therefore, other people could light the candles. You don't need the Baal HaBayis to light all the candles. That's Reb Velvel's essay. This is I believe in our world today, this is the most famous bar mitzvah boy's pshatel. Like, this is like what everyone says at their bar mitzvah, no? When I was a kid, we used to say Shagas Aryeh at our bar mitzvah. Now people are saying Reb Velvel. Reb Velvel is much easier than Shagas Aryeh. Okay, Niskat Nuladoros. Is there such a thing, by the way, in the world of like a bat mitzvah pshatel? That the bat mitzvah girl gives like a shiur that like no one can understand?
No.
It doesn't exist, right?
I haven't even heard of it for boys.
Is it like Yiddish? It's like a speech.
It's supposed to be in Yiddish, yeah.
Yeah, my cousin said that.
Yeah.
He's supposed to give a shiur that no one understands. That's how you become a bar mitzvah. Okay, but this is the essay of Reb Velvel. It seems that Reb Velvel is making an assumption regarding the Hiddur Mitzvah here. Reb Velvel's connection of Hiddur Mitzvah by Chanukah to Hiddur Mitzvah by Mila is making an assumption that it's considered the same Hiddur Mitzvah. The Hiddur Mitzvah by Mila, again, without being too graphic, just makes the Mila look nicer. That's the Hiddur Mitzvah of Mila. You're enhancing the Mitzvah itself. But Hiddur Mitzvah by Chanukah, we pointed out there's a machlokas between Rashi and Rashi on the Rif, whether you're enhancing the mitzvah itself. Lecha Ora, you are not enhancing the mitzvah itself, no? On Chanukah. I mean, at least Rashi on the Gemara is saying it's not enhancing the mitzvah itself. If that's the case, so then we would argue that the word Hiddur is a bitui mush'al. It's like a borrowed expression, but it's not the same type of hiddur as found anywhere else. The Gemara Bava Kamma on Daf Tes writes that hiddur mitzvah is ad shlish b'mitzvah, meaning you're not, to fulfill hiddur mitzvah, you're not supposed to spend more than a third of what the mitzvah is. So Reb Velvel asks a question at the end of his essay. He says, but on Chanukah, the hiddur mitzvah is more than a shlish. Right? Okay, let's do the math over here. You end up lighting 36 candles over Chanukah. Right? 8 plus 7 plus 6 is 15 plus 6 is 21. Plus 5, 26. Plus 4 is 30. Plus 3, 33. Plus 2 is 35. Plus 1 is 36 candles. Right? There are 36 candles that you light on Chanukah. Me'ikar, then you have to light 8. 36 is more than a third bigger than 8. So, isn't this against the Gemara that says Hiddur Mitzvah is an shlesh? That's Reb Velvel's question. That's not a question at all if you understand Hiddur Mitzvah the way Rashi on our Gemara presents Hiddur Mitzvah. According to Rashi on the Rif, the Hiddur Mitzvah is somehow enhancing the actual Mitzvah, and we were trying to be medayik that maybe Tosis is saying it that way. So, that's a real question. Isn't this against the Yisod that Hiddur Mitzvah is only a shlesh? This should have hashlachot to many other dinim, but we have to stop now because the chief rabbi is going to speak in 2 minutes. So I want to wish everybody a good Shabbos, and we'll pick up from here next week. I want people to read some of that Shubas Reb Kiva Eger, I'll send it out, etc. And we have to finish up the sources that we've been discussing. Okay.
Thank you.